Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Minutes after 9 o'clock, it is Sal and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo, built Ford Tough Studio, right here on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. All right, I looked at it briefly.
Okay.
Briefly.
The free agent list for 2023.
Now, depending upon how the rest of the season goes, I'm not one of these guys that thinks Aaron Boone is terrible. Mm-hmm. Not saying he's a great manager by any stretch.
Sounds like you want to keep Boone.
If I wasn't keeping Boone, and you'll think I'm nuts, but I said his name before, I'll say it again. I would look to bring in a guy like Ozzie Guillen.
Okay. Well, whatever.
That's one.
Yeah.
And then the only thing player-wise, if I assume Judge is gone, I don't know that he's not, I would look for, if he opts out, which I think he likely would, I don't know, Nolan Arenado, which I think gives you tremendous flexibility in the infield, as you know, and can replace some of Judge's numbers. Plus, Stanton's still here. So,
would you bring Judge back? I mean, you're giving this hypothetical.
I would try and bring Judge back. I just don't know that Judge is coming back.
You think he leaves?
Because if I bring Judge back, I'm not going after Nolan Arenado. I'm paying Stanton $30 right. million. Dollars. Judge is going to get $40 million.
Which is why I said I want to try to get rid of Giancarlo Stanton if I could.
Which I don't think is a possibility because I don't see them eating 60% of that money. I just don't.
So how are they getting better?
And then I would look to improve. And Aaron Nola is a free agent. Jacob DeGrom might be a free agent. I need some starting pitching.
You're going to have to pay for DeGrom.
Noah Syndergaard is going to be a free agent.
This is the problem that I have. If you're the Yankees, why would you pay for DeGrom this offseason when you could have had Max Scherzer last offseason?
Because they're not winning.
Right, if you're investing big money in a pitcher of the two, and I love Jacob DeGrom. How can you not? But which one would you invest in? Big money.
That's a tough question. Because, I mean, Scherzer's still, 30, what is he, 38?
Whatever, he posed.
I know that, but he's still 38.
It's less about Scherzer and more about DeGrom always being hurt in recent years. That's the issue.
100%.
It's not even about the performance of the two.
I'm just telling you where I would look. But nothing is going to be determined until they figure out if, in fact, and again, we're...
Mets signed Judge, Yanks signed DeGrom. Away we go.
Well, I think Judge is more likely ticketed to San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't come back with the Yankees, everything you read is San Francisco. And he is going to get especially if he stays healthy the rest of the way, a monster deal. But that's the problem with, not the problem, that's not the right word. That's the odd thing about re-signing Judge. You want him here. I don't know why a Yankee fan wouldn't want him here. He is a perfect face of a franchise. He is a great player. But re-signing Judge brings meaning it's the same team.
Right, but without him, now they have even more work to do.
Yes, they do.
And you're could spend that money elsewhere, sure, but I mean, good
luck. You don't want to, but you're not winning. Like, you haven't won a World Series with Judge.
I get it. Haven't gotten to.
And I'm not getting rid of him if I can avoid it. I'm just telling you. So if the big signing, and you'd have to agree that if they re-sign Judge and give him $500 million or something close to that, what else are they doing?
Yeah, right. So you're saying it could be a completely different direction if you move or if you let Judge walk. Now you have that money to spend. However, they've already spent a ton of money on Gerrit Cole. They have Giancarlo under contract. Like, these are...
This is not because they haven't spent.
Well, I still don't think they've spent either enough or the right. I mean, they took on.
Yeah, they could have spent more, like the Dodgers, 100%.
Well, also they took on $50 million in Josh Donaldson,
which was a big mistake.
Right, but we said it at the time.
I know we
did. Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that? That was a stupid move. The Twins were laughing all the way to the bank. Taking that money and investing it in Carlos Correa. I mean, my goodness. Well, however it pans out, we knew that Josh Donaldson, that was a stupid move.
You know, the funny thing with Cashman is, and I guarantee, you know, the Steinbrenners, Hal Steinbrenner has a major decision to make if things go south here. Or just they don't win. I mean, not even go south. They're a playoff team and they, whatever. They lose in five games in the ALCS. Let's just paint that picture for a second. That means they won a little bit in the postseason, but ultimately they weren't better again than somebody, and they don't get to the World Series. You know, if you go back to signing Matt Carpenter off the scrap heap and getting what you got from him, everybody's like, you know, Brian Cashman saw something. Right. You know, it's one of those things like when they're 40 games over 500, look what the team Brian Cashman assembled. And then all of a sudden, those same guys that were performing so well, now they're not. Now Brian Cashman's an idiot.
Would you consider Gleyber Torres a success or a failure if you had to go one or the other?
What's in the middle?
I mean,
because he's neither.
No, it's one or the other. It's either it was a great trade or a failure of a trade. Now, maybe you can't say a failure of a trade because
I wouldn't call it a failure of a trade.
That's fair. But what they thought that they were getting in Gleyber Torres, has he lived up to the
expectations? He's not panned out to what they thought.
That's a problem.
That's fair.
That's a problem.
That is fair. But you could also blame it on them by putting him in a position he shouldn't have been at for a while.
Agreed, which I did at the time. Blame it on them.
That's part of it, too.
But now they moved it back. What's the excuse? Like, enough's enough. Gleyber Torres has been a major disappointment. You know, LeMahieu's got to be able to stay healthy. Stanton's got to be able to stay healthy. It's easy to pick on the Yankees now where they're down and injured. But even when they were whole, to me, and I know everybody was comparing them to 98 when we had this conversation.
I was, yeah. I
know, but to me, they still weren't. In the offseason showed that they just weren't acting like the Yankees that I grew up hating, a team that won every year.
That's been going on for a few years, though, now.
But it's a problem.
Well,
I mean, are they trying to win World Series
or make
not?
Money?
Or are they trying to halfway it now? Yeah, but. There's the yeah, but. Where it used to just be, can this guy help us win?
You know,
get him.
But you know what the problem with that is, too, though? Is if you look back, and it does not happen every year. I'm not saying it does. But when you have teams like the Rays that make the World Series, I don't care if it was a shortened season. The Rays are good every year with zero payroll. When you've got a team like the Royals that win the World Series in 2015 with a lesser payroll, like at some point too, as great as
it's
the Dodgers
about spending
are,
money, but
it's not. And the Dodgers have been wonderful.
So then it brings
how
it back
many
to
World Series have the Dodgers won in the last 10 years with all the money they've spent?
In a pandemic shortened year too. I mean, maybe this is the year they finally get a real one. Who knows? We'll find out. But they've spent a ton of money. They've made a bunch of trades.
And yet they still haven't won every year.
But Brian Cashman has assembled this team that has been disappointing, that has not gotten over the hump to get to it. Look, I know it's hard to do.
And yet they still have a 10-game lead atop the A's.
But you referenced the Rays. So how come the Rays can do it with no money and no resources, but they can get to a World Series or they can be a team?
The billion-dollar question.
Oh, but then they're doing it better than Cashman and his group.
And differently. But you can't do that here. If you want to take the Rays model, a Yankee
fan. Which I think the Yankees do.
But they don't. Because
they don't spend.
What's the Rays payroll this year? $50 million?
They should be doing it with money. That's the idea.
Yeah, but you want them to go out. People want them to go get Juan Soto. And we did the whole thing, Juan Soto, and pay him $500 million.
Right.
Well, what if Juan Soto doesn't turn out to be the guy that's going to hit 50 home runs every year and drive in 125 runs?
Right.
It's not that easy. It's not fantasy baseball.
Sometimes teams do benefit from not having the ability to make poor decisions.
You know why the Rays probably works for them? Because they got guys that come up through the system, play together, and then they plug in a hole here and there. And it's chemistry. It's part of, that's why you can't just put all these different guys together and say, go make it work.
Well, how about this? If the Rays had the money to get Gerrit Cole, you think they would have gotten Gerrit Cole if they had the money to do so?
I would think so, but correct. Do I know so? No, I don't.
Let's say they had the money to do it. I think that a lot of teams at the time, if they had the money to go get Gerrit Cole, they would have done it. So the Yankees, in that particular instance, get hurt by spending the money that they thought was, this is the guy we're going to invest in long term. We have the ability to go do this. We're going to do it. Gerrit Cole's not been the ace that they thought that they were getting.
He's been good. He has not been great. Is that fair?
Yeah, but I'm just saying that benefit, sometimes that could benefit the Rays. This plays favor in your argument where you're saying if you have the more money, it could lead to a poor decision. And Gerrit Cole, the Yankees decided to spend that money on him. They could have used that money elsewhere to build a better team, maybe get a lesser named guy. But look, Brian Cashman's failed in that regard, too. Whether it's Michael Pineda, Sonny Gray, we've been down, James Paxton, we've been down the road before with some of these guys. At some point, somebody's got to take a hit for the Yankees not getting to and winning a World Series since 2009. Like, at some point, something's got to change. Even if you say, look, he's a great GM, and I do think Brian Cashman is a great general manager. He'd get hired in a second. He'd make whatever organization he goes to better. However, at some point, you need to change it up.
Change for change's sake. Well, and to win. Clearly.
Change because it's not working. Whatever he's doing in the
team, it's not working to a level of being a World Series champion. It's working to the point that they win between 90 and 100 games every year.
Uh-huh.
So it is working. But I mean, when was the last time the Yankees won 77 and 85?
But to your point, so do the Rays. They win 90 every year, it seems, and they have a fraction of the payroll. That means there should be higher expectations with the Yankees, and they have not lived up to them.
Here is Jack and Howell. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
You know, you bring up a valid point about Brian Cashman and the Yankees not winning. And by the way, I think the Mets are going to be fine. I'm more of a Yankee fan than I am a Mets fan, but I grew up in Brooklyn, so it means you got to like both teams in some way, somehow. But more of a Yankee fan. Here's the problem with what's happened with the Yankees. First of all, the reason why the Rays are so great is because of their scouting department. Now, the Yankees spent a lot of money on scouting, but more often or not, all of these quote-unquote prospects that the Yankees hang on to don't amount to anything. They don't. And whereas the Rays prospects like Wander Franco, Randy...
Rosarena.
Right. These guys tend up to be solid major league players, and that's why they can trade when the players get to the point where they're going to make too much money. The Rays jettison them because of their system.
Yep.
It's sort of like the ways that the Cardinals, the old Cardinals, the Dodgers in the old days, we have a great general manager. Brian Cashman is a great general manager, but he's made so many mistakes. You spoke about Sonny Gray. What about Jacob Ellsbury? I mean, you can't plug these holes, so you got to develop a farm system. And he's been there so long.
Here's the problem. Here's the one thing about that, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. To do it that way, fan base needs a lot of patience. And if you're talking about not plugging a hole with a big-ticket free agent, now all of a sudden you're talking about time. Guys, you want to win every year here. Do you disagree with that?
No, you should be trying to win every single year. I agree with that and say that the opposite of, oh, where New York can stand a rebuild. No, this should not be. Life is too short. These years are valuable. If you have the money and the resources to go out there and compete to win a World
and
Series.
And they do.
Which is why I respect the Yankees. But they haven't got. Jared, I mean, Brian Cashman's been there for 30 years.
At some point, Sal, you got to blame the guys on the field, though, too.
He's putting the guys on the field.
I understand, but it's their
responsibility. Who traded for Stanton?
Like Giancarlo Stanton, and I'm not necessarily blaming him for all this because he hasn't played, although you can blame him for not playing.
Right.
You know. If you're making the money you make, this is where the whole pressure and privilege and all that crap comes with it.
Yeah.
If you are making the money, you have to perform. And this is where the money gets stupid. So you want to give, Aaron Judge, and I'm not picking on him, but let's say he turned down, the $230 million because he wants that gigantic contract. Well, if you're making, let's say, $45 million a year, you can't have 10 days like he's had.
Right.
Or the last, I guess, Friday he hit the home run fine. But you can't go through stretches, but at the end of the day, they're going to.
It's not even about the money necessarily. You could bring up a guy like Gleyber Torres who's not costing much money at all, but he's been disappointing. And my point
is... No, but if you want to rebuild and plug in holes with big-ticket free agents, it is about the money. It always is about the money.
But then you could trace it all the way back, and this is why I said it at the time. The Yankees coming off of Game 7 of the ALCS in 2017... did not have to go out there and trade for Giancarlo Stanton.
Or did they have to fire their manager?
Agreed.
Oh, by the way.
But he was already gone. And I think it hurts our argument because I'm with you. I thought that, I mean, how could you
fire? Well, he was gone in the Yankees' mind, he was gone. I don't think in his mind he was gone.
No, he was gone regardless of the result. And yes. They had some bad years before that. This was supposed to be a rebuilding year. They had the easy transition. Uh-oh. But then they overachieved, went to Game 7 of the ALCS. Now you have to can the manager or let him go after that. But he's failed miserably in Philadelphia. So I think that at least you could see that they made a change there and wanted to go in a different direction. But it hasn't worked. And you talk about bringing in John Carlos Stanton, where they didn't need to.
I agree with that.
Redundant with Aaron Judge.
I agree.
And then they stuck with Gary Sanchez forever. Same type of player, all or nothing. You know, Luke Voit. Again, you move forward. Gleyber Torres, supposed to be a superstar, was in 2018, 2019. Move him to short. Whose idea was that? Moving him to short and letting Didi go.
You're right.
I mean, these are all, this is not, wow, what's happened to the Yankees this year? This has been going on since the end of 2017, where they have not been able to get over the hump, and there have been multiple decisions and reasons why.
Quick one before the break. Greg in Rahway, what's up, Greg?
Greg, hi. How are you guys doing?
I'm good, Greg.
I just want to say this year is related to, like, 2017. They're doing the same exact thing. They started off hot in 17, then they sort of, like, cooled off. And I think Aaron Judge, I think you ought to give him a 6-year contract, $300 million if you're going to sign him. If you don't like it, tell him to take a leap.
Great. $50 million a year, that's a lot of money, and shorter on the term. It's crazy. I like that more than I like 9 for $400.
Well, why wouldn't you, though, just give him 7 years for $300 million or 8 years for $300 million? Like, I think the number...
Because you can make him the highest paid on it. The big thing now is annual average salary.
And you think he's going to
value?
You
whatever.
Think he'd rather have that less? I don't know. I mean, for me, the number should be around between $300 and $350. That's the number.
If for
he gets
me,
more than that,
I just want to get to the point in life before I die that I turn down $300 million.
Yeah, well, that's probably not.
That's what
happen.
I would like.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes! Well, looky here, what do we have? Another
pretty. All right, 925. Coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. Sal and Jerry in for the Boomer and the Geo. Geo will be back tomorrow, actually. Boomer will be back on Monday morning. 926 with all the sound and all the stories. His name is Chris LaPreston.
All right, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Want to get to some other stuff here. We've done so much Mets and Yankees this week. Both lost again last night with very little offense. You got injury concerns on both sides. Taiwan Walker back spasms. Roster moves. Young kids apparently coming up. You've got Max Scherzer, Jake Odorizzi in Atlanta tonight. 3rd of 4 between the Mets and the Braves. That'll be 7:20. First pitch again. And Domingo Herman, Corey Kluber at the stadium as the Yanks try to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Rays. Pregame 6:25 on the Fan. We're expecting Clay Holmes to the IL. He's got a back issue and perhaps another move or two as well. Esteban Florial and 23-year-old infielder Oswaldo Cabrera, who also plays a little bit of outfield, reportedly coming up from Scranton. A couple other baseball things haven't touched on yet. You saw the Pirates infielder Rodolfo Castro got suspended a game for the cell phone coming out of his pocket when he slid into third base. So he claims he put one of those oven mitt things in his back pocket and just forgot about the phone. But because of the nature of what's gone on the last couple of years with the Astros and the Red Sox and the devices, MLB did like a full forensic investigation on the phone to make sure he wasn't
doing anything shady. I'm not even buying that excuse.
Pregame, he must have had the phone in the pocket, presumably during batting practice, and he puts in the oven mitt thing, which is kind of a big device. Yeah. So that's in the back pocket, and maybe the phone's not jiggling around.
I call BS on that.
I don't disagree, but that's what he said.
I would have suspended him a game for the phone and a game for stupidity.
And I don't made know if that that's clear that was a CBA.
I got news for you. If stupidity was a reason to be suspended, you and I would be suspended a lot.
That's a good point.
Oh, my God. Also,
speak for yourself, Jerry. No, but that is true.
Fernando Tatis Jr. is apparently supposed to meet with the Padres teammates and coaches and explain himself in person over the course of the next couple of days. Interesting. Probably a good move by the Padres. They had a planned Tatis Jr. bobblehead night, which they have now...
But I was thinking about that.
They've now canceled and in place.
You're going to want it.
Juan Soto. Well, they could push it off to next year now.
No, okay. But if you're a fan and you bought tickets specifically,
you get a Juan Soto t-shirt now.
No, but I wanted the bobblehead. I bought a ticket thinking I was getting the bobblehead.
Now you got to buy a ticket for next year.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So they go with
the fans' fault.
The Soto t-shirt.
Run the promotion.
City Connect color scheme with Soto's name and number. So very exciting. You got that. All right, let's do football here. The Jets are not practicing today, but from a team standpoint, historical at least, at 1 o'clock, Pro Football Hall of Fame announces its three senior finalists for the class of 2023. So you'll see if Joe Klecko is on that list. And I guess if he's one of the three senior candidates, you're virtually like a shoe-in to get into Canton, I guess based on the committee or whatever. So you can keep an eye out for that. Sound-wise from the Jets yesterday, here's rookie wideout Garrett Wilson. Obviously, Zach Wilson's going to be out for a little while. Joe Flacco steps in, presumably going to start week one against the Ravens. And the rookie asked about the difference between catching balls from the Zach Wilson versus Joe Flacco.
He takes some pace off, can put pace on the balls. You know, he kind of does a good job of making a... the passage, you know, receiver friendly. That's the best way I can put it into words. You know, it's they're pretty easy to catch.
Talking about there, so the finesse versus just the fastball all the time. So you got that. Robert Saleh on camp trash talk and some of the scuffles they've had actually right up his alley.
I want a team full of agitators. So you're either being agitated or you're agitating on a football field, and I want them getting competitive.
So you remember Mike Singletary with Vernon Davis?
Yes.
I want winners. Well, he wants agitators. And here he was further on the desired mentality and attitude he wants from his team.
I want them talking smack. I want them to get in each other's faces. I want them to push the envelope with what they can get away with. I just want them to have composure when they get the person across from them agitated enough to do something.
Have a cool head. The Singletary thing, was that the day he dropped his pants in the locker room?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that might have been.
Mike Singletary dropped his pants in the locker room?
But we didn't see that.
Do I not have that right?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I believe that did happen, but we didn't see that.
I think
that
might have been separate. The Vernon Davis thing was when he pulled him off the field and sent him to the locker room.
But that wasn't when he stood at the podium and was...
He's definitely at the podium, but I don't remember the dropping his pants in the locker room thing. Singletary or Vernon Davis?
Mike Singletary.
That happened.
Right, separate incident?
Separate, I believe it was.
There was no video of that.
No, right. It was a halftime speech where he pulled his pants down. They were down 20-3.
Hey, look at this.
Did it work?
Need what more of this.
It's a good question. Did it work? Probably not.
Well, right, what happened in the second? Guys were laughing at him.
The Vernon Davis thing was great, though. Yeah, can't do it. Yeah. Pulled him right off the field. Yeah.
Won't
and Vernon Davis,
it.
From that point on, we had turned his career around. He went on to have a good career. I think credits Singletary with... kind of getting his head screwed on straight, the right mentality.
I like Singletary. I think he had the right idea. It was just...
probably better as an assistant than a head coach.
It was 14 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Dude,
feels like 5 years ago.
I literally just Googled, Mike Singletary takes pants off.
How'd that work out for you?
Comes right up.
No, I didn't remember that part. Interesting.
Wow.
Very good. Also from Saleh, off of the trash talk and the competitive spirit of camp, he's asked here about the rookie Sauce Gardner being very vocal out there in his early days.
Speaking of louder at practice with Sauce, I was just wondering, when's the last time you had a rookie that you coached that was that verbal?
Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, he's still talking 5 years, 6 years later, whatever he is. Deservedly, he's the best in football.
Jets would sign up for Sauce having the same kind of career Ramsey's had so far,
Saleh wants agitators. What could go wrong? 15-yard personal foul.
We already saw it with Quincy Williams in the first preseason game.
I mean, it's
going to
happen.
Out Jalen Hurts.
I don't want to see that stuff. I want clean football. I get what he's saying. And
he wants
him
to be right on the edge.
Yeah, but that's hard to do.
It is hard to do. But you can understand where... there's an upside to that if you can figure out how to do it right on the edge, especially for mostly young team that has not played well. They're trying to change the culture, all that. So I get it.
Well, what happened with Sauce where they're trying to take away his nickname or something?
No, so not so much take it away, but earn it. And yeah, like, hey, we're not calling you Sauce right out of the gate here. Right. And he, to his credit, was like, you know what? That's the way it should be. It was the same thing in Cincinnati. You know, I had to earn it. So I think he's handled that the right way.
Okay.
But we'll see how he plays.
Just for clarity.
S's and G's.
That was Singletary's.
He's been going bleeps and giggles lately.
Bleeps and giggles.
That was his first game as head coach.
When he dropped the pants? That's a way to get their attention.
No. That was
That's what it says. What the story said. Now, I don't remember.
Didn't he take over like mid wasn't it a
mid-season
interim, right?
And that was his first game. They were losing 20-3 at halftime. He took down his pants. They wound up losing 34-13.
So it did not work.
Did not work out.
Does it say what the message was? Like, you know, take a look at this.
So from SF Gate, his motivational message to the Niners on Sunday included a visual aid, not a Merrill aid, when his team at the Candlestick Park locker room at halftime, he dropped his pants and pointed to his rear end.
Yeah. All right, well, at least we know what fully, side he was focusing on.
To fully illustrate what he thought of his players' performance.
Okay.
I like it.
Playing like bleep.
He right. then berated his team for 3 to 4 minutes with his pants around his ankles.
Drawing up plays. Flapping around.
Oh, that's
wow.
great. Love it.
How about that? This is a quote from Singletary. I used my pants to illustrate that we were getting our tails whipped on Sunday and how humiliating that should feel for us.
Like, if a coach did that, wouldn't you just laugh? Like,
I don't know, man.
Whoa, coach is nuts.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Piece of work. All right, let's go to the Giants. Here is Brian Daboll. I brought this up earlier. You guys shot it down, rightfully so, especially when you hear the audio here. Yesterday, asked about Tyrod Taylor possibly getting first-team reps at some point between now and the start of the regular season.
I have full confidence in Daniel and full confidence in Tyrod and what his role is. Each day we sit there, we evaluate the guys, but, you know, will he get a few reps here or there? He might.
And then he was asked, hey, is that a reflection on Daniel if that happens? He said, no, absolutely not. And then, of course, relates it back to Belichick on why he would do this with Taylor.
I learned from a pretty good coach a while ago, you know, usually he doesn't tell those guys when he throws them in because that's what the backup's job role is you have to go in a split second.
Which is smart. So they're repping that, you know, at some points, like, I'm not going to say, hey, on this day, Tyrod Taylor is going to get first team reps. At some point, I might just throw him out there to simulate
the game. Go, Jones is hurt. Go.
Right.
And now, let the speculation begin. Jones not throwing it well in training camp.
Amazing. It really is crazy.
Here is Joe Morris, who was part of the Ring of Honor, the seven guys going into the Giants Ring of Honor, and they had them, actually five of them, I think. Right. Well, a couple of them have since passed, and you've got Ronnie Barnes, who's obviously still active with the team, you know, trainer, medical department, all that. But they had some of the, you know, the old guard back at practice yesterday, and the media spoke with Joe Morris, and he was kind of at a loss for words on the honor.
It's just it's starting to set in, Mike, for the first time, and this I had no idea, so I'm completely lost right now.
That's Joe Morris.
And I'm trying to figure out what's the response I'm going to have.
Yeah, so he was emotional.
I think Giant fans love Joe Morris.
Yeah,
that's going to be the response.
Perfect, yeah.
He's one of the first players I remember, one of the first football players in my memory. What, you saw, like, what are we talking about, 86, 85?
Mm-hmm, that time, yeah.
Right, and he's one of the first players that I have a memory of, Joe Morris.
Yep. Should be a good one, Al said, I think. Against the Cowboys, and is it in September?
I think it's a Monday night game.
Early on in the season, relatively. Very cool.
Of course it's a Monday night game.
Yeah.
God forbid the Cowboys play the Giants at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Or, right, Monday night or the Sunday night game. I've seen that a lot.
That's terrible. How's your Christmas working?
Not great.
God. Why, they're playing on Christmas, the Cowboys?
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
4:30, but, I mean, it could have been the 8 o'clock game, I suppose. I think there is an 8 o'clock game that week.
You see, the NBA will play. They're not going to play on Election Day.
Yeah.
Christmas, no problem.
Right.
But Election Day, well, you got to make sure you go out and vote. We want people to have off. Screw Christmas and your families.
Well,
full slate of games there. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Not on Christmas Day.
Even the NFL. I'm annoyed with the NFL. I get when it falls on that day. Like, there's not much you can do about it. I hate when there's football games on Christmas Eve and Christmas because I love both. But guess what? NFL takes a backseat to my. You're talking about 1 or 2 days a year. Those are valuable experiences that you have.
One of the few days where Sal puts aside his sports viewing for family.
I mean, I'm
usually it's like
I'm in a corner. I have no choice. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Sorry, honey.
Right. Who are you again? Yeah, it's Sunday. All right. Hey, honey. How are you? It's Sunday. Get the hell out of the way. I got stuff to do here. I got bets to make. Change the diaper. No way. I got to put in a parlay before noon.
Your wife really hit the jackpot.
Yeah, right. So I already prepped her. Football's coming here.
Get yourself ready.
Yeah, that's right. Two more weeks.
In Green Bay, here was Aaron Rodgers. They had joint practices with somebody. I don't remember which team. It doesn't matter. But he was not pleased with the offense. A lot of mistakes. And specifically, here goes after some of their young wide receivers. Of course, Devontae Adams is gone. And they drafted some kids and brought them in. And it sounds like they've got some work to do.
Unfortunately, some of the same guys. That's, you know, repeat mistakes are a problem. So we just got to clean those things up a little bit, especially young receivers. We got to be way more consistent. A lot of drops, a lot of, bad route decisions, run the wrong route. So we got to get better in that area.
Putting them on notice.
But you won't get better in that area in the preseason.
Well, right. He's not going to play.
Exactly.
Yeah, not in the preseason.
Get it
game,
done on the practice field.
By the way, did you see this Aqib Talib story?
Yes, I had it down to it, and we never got to it yesterday and today.
Yeah, so eyewitnesses claim that, and he's current, he's Fox, mm-hmm. he's a game analyst, isn't he?
Yeah, I have him hired for Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yes,
he was. Left?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Very good.
Fox's teams are in shambles.
Yes, he was hired this year for the Thursday night pregame show on Amazon.
I forgot about, okay,
another guy they hired.
So he was very entertaining when he was doing the, the game, whatever game he was on. It was like a lot of interesting thoughts. Anyway, an eyewitness claims he instigated this brawl that led to
this was a youth football
shooting
game?
Death. Well, not I don't think at a game, but the person who was shot and killed was a youth football coach on Saturday night in Texas. But what ended up happening, his brother, and I apologize, I think it's Jacob. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation. His brother was identified as the suspect and turned himself in Monday and has been charged with murder. So they are alleging that Aqib is the one that actually
instigated
the whole thing. Jeez. And obviously a bad situation both with the person who lost their life and now his brother facing a murder charge. So
yeah,
I don't know how
problem.
That might or might not impact his Amazon situation.
I cannot imagine he's on Amazon when the season starts beginning.
I don't know.
What if he started this fight?
If there are...
You can't go based off the result, though. He didn't kill anybody.
Correct. If he gets charged with something...
Well, that's a different story.
...for starting this, and his brother's got murder charges against him, and there are eyewitnesses...
Well, but if his brother killed somebody, that shouldn't have any impact on him.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I said if he is found to be... And I've got it, and I think there is video. There's a lot of video of this, I think. I don't know about how it started, but
especially Amazon, where you're talking about building a brand here.
That's...
As far as the...
I'm not saying you fire him... But you might tell him, listen, we got to give this a few weeks to see if he's... Again, I don't know if you'd be charged with anything. I don't know how
he
it works.
Could, like incitement to riot and...
Something like
accessory,
that.
Accessory.
If there are charges pending against him,
sure.
Aiden and
you're going to put him in front of a camera?
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't... It's a tough... But
it's
if he
tough
didn't
one.
Do anything...
Yeah, we don't know yet. Yeah. It's
if he didn't do anything, of course.
Right.
But I'm reacting
well,
to
I'm saying,
what
because we're going
is
off of the story,
reported.
Well, somebody died, somebody killed somebody... Just because he was there and it's his brother, I mean, we're starting...
Again, I'm going off of what he said.
Right.
That eyewitnesses say he instigated
that's the story
the issue.
Out there right now. So I guess we'll wait and see on that. But just kind of like I had seen
terrible.
The thing about his brother. I had not seen him initially connected to it, but now apparently that's the situation. One other quick thing before moment of the day. Serena Williams in her penultimate tournament, Western and Southern Open, lost in the opening round yesterday, I think it was. So now basically that lines you up for
U.S.
Open. So we'll see what she can do as she basically alluded to the fact that that's going to be it for her. So see if she can work some magic. That's starting, later this month, right?
August 29th.
Late August into September.
She's the greatest I've ever seen. So
I mean,
agreed.
Yeah, the career is just insane.
I get to watch her once live at the U.S. Open years ago. It's one of those things you say, I saw greatness watching her, but she's the best. I'm dominant. Come on.
Yeah, I remember growing up, I didn't think anybody'd be better than Martina Navratilova, but Serena's on another planet.
Yeah, I'm not an expert by any stretch, but for me, just watching Serena dominate, I mean,
and you can make the argument she's the GOAT of.
Of all sports.
Correct.
I have said that before, that she might be the greatest athlete I've ever seen.
Some of the stuff that she says, after going through this and then, giving the... Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you're talking about Jordan and
athlete.
Tiger and all. I mean,
they don't
great.
Have to deal with that stuff.
But to me, what she's done,
agreed. I think you can make a legit argument, greatest athlete of all time.
Yep.
Great transition. Do you guys want that Minko choking thing we've talked about for days before we get to moment of the day?
McFrog?
Do that?
Yeah.
Yes, McFrog. I think this the date on it in the system said 2002. It might even be earlier than that, but that's what it said. And here you go.
And certainly was a catalyst again as the Nets crushed the next one.
Okay. All right, we're losing John Minko here. All right, why don't you turn your mic off here? So I have some soda, something.
He's obviously very emotional about the downfall of the Knicks.
I know, but I can't talk for some reason.
Hey, you sound like Scott Muni. I like that. Okay.
Wait a minute. It's coming back a little bit.
All right. You ready? You back?
No, not yet.
Okay.
What happened here?
I don't know, Mink. Did you? You probably ate peanuts or popcorn or chocolate chip cookies or something.
Just some coffee.
I don't, Mink always would ask his own thing. What's going on here? Tell us,
Richard.
John.
Richard, what's going on here?
Are you back?
Not yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute. It's coming back a little bit.
All right. You ready?
Here's
you back.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
He's like, I have no idea. I'm in North Carolina.
I can't see you. Oh, good times. All right, let's do Moment of the Day now. It's brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
So Jerry, as a disc jockey back in the day, we found out Sal's a big fan of Delilah on Light FM, especially around the holidays. How might Sal sound in that role himself?
Right. Yeah, you're feeling a little blue.
This is right up your alley.
I'll give you something to cheer you up. Share some time with your loved ones this weekend. You listen to the sounds of whatever the hell this is. Enjoy it. Relax into the night.
It's Richard Marx.
Oh. Shut up! Shut up!
You would not be the person for someone to call.
Exactly.
You got Delilah and Sal. Yeah. Delilah's going to be very compassionate. Sal, shut up! Shut up! I'm the pro! that would be tremendous. We should get you in and do some of that. We're going to hear from Sal in Long Island. Sal's had a tough 17 relationships. They've all ended the same.
Yeah.
Heartbroken. Miserable. Self-help books.
I'm the pro!
Oh, God.
There you go, fellas. Moment of the day.
I know.
Thanks, Chris.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Total Counting Crows on a Wednesday, 9:52.
I guess we're not getting a Woodstock, huh?
What do we got? We are in 1 second.
No, actually. I don't want to.
No, we are. No. But first, Gary's going to talk to us, and then
Woodstock.
Gary
and Brooklyn.
What's up, Gary?
Oh, I don't even know where to begin. I'm so angry with these Yankees right now. I don't even know where to start. But tell me something. I heard this is quoted by Hal Steinbrenner. He is a numbers guy. He said that. Why did he go out and make this huge transaction and get IKF and Donaldson if he's a numbers guy? How in the world did that make sense in his head?
Well, you don't know. We've been talking about it all morning.
I want this is a numbers guy. Like it's like.
Well, I don't understand what you're
telling me.
I don't understand what you mean.
To write off things that I'm not supposed to write off.
What does that mean, numbers guy? And why would it be bad in regards to this particular trade?
Sorry. What was that?
Well, yeah. What is he talking about? What are you talking about? Numbers? Are you talking about finances? Are you talking
about the
stats?
Money he took on with Donaldson?
Yeah. How does it make sense to him to go spend that kind of money on acquiring a guy who makes no sense in this lineup and makes no sense as a baseball player? He's proven that.
And there were signs last year of this, too.
Well, obviously, they didn't think at the time, Cashman in particular, which is why you knock Brian Cashman for making that decision, they didn't think that it made no sense. They thought it made plenty of sense. Cashman said, we upgraded both offensively and defensively at third base with a proven hitter. And, by the way, they liked his, I don't know, attitude, makeup, whatever you want to say, in that clubhouse. So there were reasons that went into it. Now, you or I could sit there and say, why the hell would you spend $25 million a year on Josh Donaldson when you could go do that on Correa? Maybe the Yankees thought, well, we're not going to spend $200 or $300 million on Correa. We'll get Donaldson, who we think could give similar production on the cheap, or what they thought was on the cheap for $25 million a year.
And they haven't gotten the production.
Right.
Exactly. All right, what did you want to talk about? Because we're not doing another hour.
Okay, so are you familiar with the golf guy, Jer Allen Shipnuck? You know who he is?
Yes, I'm familiar with him, although I mispronounced his name yesterday, yes.
So I saw a tweet of his just before. I don't know how it even got my timeline, but I guess this happened yesterday, long after we were on the air, but I don't think we discussed it. So Patrick Reed, who I'm assuming is
doing the Brandel Chamblee thing?
Yes, dude, but he sued Brandel Chamblee and Golf Channel for defamation.
A lot of money.
Right, but isn't that like
almost $1 billion?
So aren't we though getting to a point? So all that guy did, I don't even know what he does exactly. So, but I'm assuming
he's an analyst. So he's an analyst on Golf Channel
that is getting paid to criticize golfers, right?
So Reed was accused, and I guess there's video of it. Of if you go back, I think it's 2 years ago now. I forget. He was accused in one tournament of moving his ball and playing it,
right?
And not, taking the penalty. And I guess Chamblee, essentially, I don't have the quotes on me, but I guess they're alleging that Chamblee went after him and kind of called him a cheater. And now every time Reed's name comes up, they are accusing Chamblee of taking shots every time they get a chance and continue to bring up things in the past that have happened. And so they believe that he's going after his character. And it's like a...
All right, so this is my point now. We saw the agent go after Gottlieb.
Yeah.
A little bit different, but same ballpark here.
Yes. Joey Gallo is suing you.
Well, as I'm saying, is John Carlos Stanton going to sue me for saying that, hey, this guy's injured, get back out?
Better chance Gallo does.
Well, whatever. I mean, Gallo, how is he going to sue me? Look at the records. The guy's hitting 119. I win. Case closed. The defense rests. It's over. You can't hit.
It's a good question, though. If the guys are going to start fighting back like this, I don't know.
Aren't we...
I don't know.
Allowed to give our opinions and criticize anymore?
I mean, it's been going on since they've had newspapers.
With Gottlieb, it's a different story a little bit because he reported something that the agent is saying is not factual. In this case, and I don't know...
And could hurt his business.
Right, so you could understand it. But even that, Gottlieb could say, well, I got it from a source. Well, who's your source? I don't know, this guy, whatever. Even if it's out to source, how could you...
Because I think the agent could, especially if he lost clients after that, might be able to point to, these comments were a direct result in my business being lost.
All right, and now you take it forward to this one with Patrick Reed. This is a little more, to me, getting toward our territory, where you're now starting to... a lawsuit against an analyst whose job is to analyze
critique.
What he sees and critique.
I guess they say they believe he crossed the line, and maybe it's character assassination.
I know that, but
I don't know.
Then that brings me to, okay, well, do we on this radio station, you want to use me, whoever, as an example, have we character assassinated Joey Gallo or John Carlos? And I'm not saying that we have, but when does it get to that point?
I guess when you start attacking them personally.
Or, like, let's just say, for example, Aaron Boone. Oh, the callers, the hosts, they all wanted me fired. Eventually, the Yankees felt they had to fire me. I'm suing to get my job back. Or, you know, wrongful termination because they felt pressure. Like, where does it end?
It's a slippery slope.
Again, these are hypotheticals. Well, that's my point of bringing it up.
I don't know. Because especially if you don't get another managerial job after it.
Right, technically, let's say Willie Randolph could say, well, New York radio blasted me on the way out. Whatever, I'm just using this as an example. Never got another job because of it. I'm going to sue the fan.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. We got 10 seconds. Woodstock?
Who wrote that story?
Yeah, Jerry, what was the term?
Alan Shipnuck.
I saw that.
That was unfortunate.
Forget Woodstock. We'll get to that in a couple weeks.
No, I know. Not tomorrow. G's back tomorrow. Yeah, a couple weeks, we'll do it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.